You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I guess there was a big shadow yesterday, Josh.
I heard something about that. Yeah, there was a little something going on, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was. Nick Nack sent me a message this morning. It was like a meme, and it was this guy like looking all, you know, smug and everything. He says, "I don't want to brag, but this is like the fifth end of the world I've survived."
Well, let's think about that. Is it really? I mean, we had you guys survived Y2K, right?
We did.
That was a big one. And 2012.
All the other eclipses. Comes along.
All the other eclipses. How many have you seen now in your life, do you think?
40, 50 of them easily.
I bet, yeah, absolutely.
COVID, I mean, there's another end of the world thing, and now this eclipse.
Ebola, remember when Ebola was the
big
thing?
I remember when that was big. Yeah,
Ebola was huge, yeah.
But we survived. We are here. We made it. We made it through the eclipse yesterday.
Keep on trucking.
Keep on trucking. Josh has been sharing some absolutely incredible stories and pictures and a lot of funny things.
This morning
from the eclipse. Do the gum one.
Well, people are so creative, and it makes me wish that I was more creative like this because I never would have thought about it. But the brand Eclipse that the gum comes with,
yeah.
This guy puts two Eclipse packets on his eyeballs and makes them into like sunglasses, and he goes, "I'm ready for the eclipse, boys
Stupid.
And girls."
Stupid, right?
And it's so dumb, but I think it's hilarious, man. These people get so creative with every opportunity that they have.
The memes were on fire again yesterday with just so many great things. The one about the tip, what did they superimpose?
Oh, yeah. It's after the moon passes the sun. They're like, "Now, if you guys could just leave a 15, 20, 25% tip, we'll get to $1,000.
Did you enjoy what you see? Would you like to tip the moon?
Which is so true. I mean, it's everything. I could order a water, and they're like, "Okay, just 15% tip here." I'm like, "Okay, come on now."
Come on. So Google searches yesterday for, quote, "my eyes hurt," skyrocketed right after the eclipse ended.
That is hilarious. I wonder how many people just look directly at the sun, which you can only really do in totality.
You know, a lot. I saw something about Amazon was having to recall and give
20,000 pairs.
About 20,000 pairs of solar glasses that were like, those are probably
not manufactured properly. Imagine looking through the whole solar eclipse and then like finding out on Twitter, you're like, "Oh, those might have hurt my eyes a little bit."
If you could even see Twitter.
I see spots. Yeah, I know. I can't see anything anymore.
The Weather Channel posted a list of symptoms to look out for. So if you were outside yesterday staring up at the heavens and you have headaches, blurred vision, blind spots in your eyes, you should probably go see a doctor.
Or see straight black.
Or straight black.
Or straight black.
You might want to go check it out.
Consult your optometrist.
So I actually did the colander trick yesterday. I wandered out at 12:40, whatever our peak was, and I put the colander out, and the sun was shining through the holes in the bottom of it, and you see the little eclipse on the concrete. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
It was kind of neat for like 30 seconds. I was like, "Oh, okay, whatever."
What was Colorado at? It was like 80% or something like that, right?
60.
Oh, 60%. Okay. So
60.
It's like my GPA. All right. 60%. Wow.
60%, buddy. And did you have a chance to watch it?
No. So yesterday, no, I wasn't. I was deep in the bones of Ball Arena last night getting some stuff done. And it's so crazy. I was not able to, but a couple of my coworkers were coming in and out of the building and they were like, "It's weird. It's just a weird haze that you see. It's not quite like shadowy or anything like that, but it was a weird sunlight, almost like you would see in like a movie scene where they're trying to make it look like it's evening or something."
Yeah,
like that. That's what it felt like.
It was eerie for sure.
Yeah.
It felt like an eerie, almost like a wildfire day kind of, you know, here in Colorado.
And I remember back in 2017, I was up in Fort Collins still in college, and Totality was in Wyoming, so pretty darn close to Fort Collins. So Fort Collins, I believe, got like 96% totality. And seeing that, man, was trippy. Like all the shadows you see become crescent moons-ish. Like, it changes everything. The animals act different.
Mm-hmm.
When you are in totality, the crickets start chirping. They're like, "All right, time to start make the donuts. Time to start my job."
So here's the thing. I was glued to the national news yesterday because they had reporters in various locations. So they'd hit one spot and then they hit another and they just worked their way up with the eclipse. And I've joked about this with Dom. I was like, "I don't get it. It seems nerdy. Why are people traveling to view this?" And then I was watching it on the news yesterday, and I was seeing the reactions, and I was watching the complete darkness that happened in the middle of the day. They were talking about how cold it got. You could hear the crickets at one location that you were talking about. And a few of the newscasters were getting choked up, which we're going to take a break, and I'll come back and I'll play you one of these. But I was starting to get the feels, man. And
it's cool.
The crowds that were cheering and just how it was bringing everybody together.
Which we do not get a lot of
which
anymore.
We don't get a lot of. And that's what they were talking about on the news, was like there's so much strife and horrible things going on in the world. And then something like this, completely out of our hands, you know, we have no control of, happens. It humbles you, man.
It's a cool event.
It makes you feel so small.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, absolutely. You're just these little people that watch. I mean, literally the moon blocking out the sunlight, which is our everything without the sun.
I was telling Nicole that. I was like, wouldn't it be trippy if, like, the sun just went out? And, you know, and
for about 30 seconds,
humanity would die. I mean, we'd freeze and it would be horrible. But this just gives you a feel like this power is so beyond your control. And we're all down here fighting with each other.
Well, and the craziest thing about it is, like you said, when you are in totality, you see the stars come back out. You could see planets yesterday, the light. And that's one of the coolest things to me is, like, you literally can see the heavens at 12:35, you know, in the afternoon. And it's one of the coolest things, even though it's, like, what, a couple minutes long. It's a really, really cool event. And for people like Dom that got to experience complete totality, that's cool, man.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll be talking about this again on Thursday when he gets back. He ended up making his way just a mile outside of Canada up in Vermont. He sent me a few pictures and a couple videos about the maple syrup up there, which
there
I really, really appreciated, because I'm always talking about how good it is straight out the tree.
Buy some maple syrup,
and he found some straight out the tree. But yeah, he'll give us a little recap, I'm sure, on Thursday when he gets back. But I've changed my ways, man. I thought it was nerdy and kind of goofy, and it was super powerful. And that was just me watching it on TV. So we're going to come back. I want to play some audio of this newscaster who was getting the feels watching it. And then Josh has some information about the next one coming up. And where it's going to land. And it sounds like it's going to be super convenient for us Colorado kids. So did you get the feels yesterday from the eclipse? Because, God, I did, Josh. I really, really got the feels yesterday. And I think part of it was because some of the newscasters that were out reporting were, like, getting choked up. Like, you could tell they were getting, like, just, like, ready to lose it because it's such a powerful experience.
It's an emotional event, man. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I get it now. Who is this guy that I have? Chief Meteorologist Dave Hartman.
All right, Dave.
What a cocky title that is. he got all emotional and excited while describing the eclipse on live TV in Dallas, Texas, it looks like. I pulled it. Well, how long is this? It's about 50 seconds, but I think it's worth a play. Here you go.
Well, we are almost to totality here. The skies have cleared off. I'm going to get emotional. This is just unbelievable. And we're just about to totality here. The next minute, we're looking for the diamond ring. Here we go. It's just about to go total. Look for the diamond ring. There it is. That's the diamond ring right there. Look at the diamond ring. Spectacular. Look, there's a small cloud and you see a halo. Look at that. The diamond ring is still, you can still see the diamond ring.
The what?
Unbelievable. Oh, and there it is.
Oh, that's perfect, so, man.
Hold on. That is perfect. See if he says diamond ring one more time.
You're looking at the corona of the sun. That's the sun's atmosphere.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Yeah,
that's
he got worked up.
It's one of those things where it's like, you'll make fun of that, absolutely, and we will.
I feel like he was excited for that diamond ring.
But, the diamond ring. But when you see it, and I bet you he didn't even realize what he was saying. He didn't realize that he was saying it over, and he was just, like, taken aback by how spectacular that is and seeing it in real life. But, I mean, it makes for great news, and we can make fun of it.
But it's for good audio. Oh,
it's
Lord.
The diamond ring.
Oh, there it is.
Uh-oh. It's cool, man. That's such a cool thing. And I bet that's hard to, like, keep commentating while you're experiencing this worldwide
and keep
phenomenon
yourself
right
together,
there.
Right? I can't imagine. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So, okay, so it sounds like if you miss this one, the next one is going to swing across the U.S. in 2045.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be 65 years old, so I might be able to see it.
There you go.
Hopefully, fingers crossed. You've got the path, right?
I'm looking at the map right now, and first of all, if you live in Florida, good for you, because it is going through the entire state. But on top of that, it's going to make its way, Jared, and I'll show you the picture, too. It's going to make its way through, I would say, 85% of Colorado right there.
It looks like you could go to the springs, probably, and get...
Anywhere. I mean, you could be in the mountains. Imagine being in the mountains, because you're closer to the sun there. That's pretty cool, and that's going to be...
Neat.
So you're actually getting back-to-back ones. It's going to be in 2044 and 2045. Different paths, but the United States is getting back-to-back ones. 2045 is the year that it's going to be directly through Colorado.
Okay.
That's pretty
awesome.
Cool, man.
I'm going to put that on my calendar.
Or if you want to wait 6 years, you can go to If you want to wait 6 years, you can go to Iceland. It'll go right through Reykjavik.
Honestly, I want to go to Iceland, so that'd be pretty cool,
too. There you go. 6 years from now. 2030.
Okay. All right. I'll put that on my calendar, too.
How big is your calendar?
It's really big. Is there anything else? You know what the funny thing is I think Arkansas was fairly clear, and I think that's where Dom was going to go originally. He's like, no, it's going to be too cloudy.
Would have been a six-hour drive.
So he drove 22 hours up to the Canadian border.
That's cool, though. I mean, that's Dom. Like, a little road trip like that by yourself is pretty cool.
And there's one more thing that you should talk about, because people can search this. I guess we could probably post it on our Facebook, too, but the UFOs.
Oh, my gosh. How did I forget about this? Yeah. Through Dallas, Texas yesterday, which they had some clouds, but at the same time, you could still see the solar eclipse, because Dallas was totality as well. A unidentified flying object going right through the path of the moon and the sun. And
I watched it.
Pretty clear this time,
it's
man.
It's a spaceship.
You know, whenever we see the UFO sightings or the Bigfoot sightings, it's always like 8-bit grainy videos. This one's like shot on iPhone pretty clear, and I have no idea what that was.
It's a spaceship.
What do you think it was,
It's
man?
A spaceship.
The aliens wanted to see it too, or what?
Send
they don't get eclipses?
Send me that, and I'm going to post it on our Facebook page.
Yeah, it's interesting.
That'll be up within the next half hour, the UFO sighting during the eclipse, and tell me that's not real.
It's not real. It's looking pretty real. I don't know. Aliens wanted to see it too.
There you go. There's your eclipse recap.